I think what is important for many of our people to understand is that there are generally two positions that are making people make their minds on this subject. The first position is strictly a scientific one, to say in terms of the scientific merits, are there hazards one may encounter if we grow and consume GMOs? Let me tell you that the scientific position that is that there is no problem. If anything, is very vital, because the extent to which we will be under pressure in terms of the chemicals needed to fight insects, in terms of the challenges of drought, will be minimal if they are GMO crops. Many of them are known to thrive under such conditions. So it's actually vital, especially in developing countries. That is the scientific side. But then there is also the strict economic side. Others say, hey, regardless of the merits in terms of the sciences, let's look at what the overall world is doing. Are we not going to interfere with the market for some of our products? And if you come to Zimbabwe, for instance, ourselves in the Ministry of Science and Technology support it. Hey, look at it. We are importing maize from South Africa, from Zambia. And let me tell you that some of that maize from South Africa is GMO, which is ridiculous.
But there are these fears, Professor Dzinoh Chikiwei. What is being done to allay them?
I think our authorities really need to be realistic and understand these issues and persuade people that, look, don't worry. Let's take a position, and we feel that as the scientists say and the medical scientists say, these are okay,